tapes, so that says enough. But enough about Nick Rijsjevic and Nick Pascal. Let's talk about Squadra Smokkels. What's Squadra Smokkels? You are the man with the master plan, because I stopped counting names and stuff. Is it what is your philosophy? A different project, different name, or are you just like doing whatever falls from space?
Yeah, I just make tracks, and then I think it's got a certain feeling or something, the track, and then I put it out under that name. And why should everything be under one name? You know, you can be many different persons in one. So
the music business is extremely good for like the schizophrenic schizophrenics. But why don't you start an own label? Don't you like the hassle, because you're out on like half a million labels too? Don't you want something that feels like bass? Why don't you have your own label?
You mean a home base? Like, yes, I don't think the time is yet there for me to start an own label. I was thinking about it this beginning this year, and I've got already a name for the label, and it's called Strange Life. And actually, there was one record I produced, a compilation, Charles Bronson Quest, with many artists, but it was a bit of a hassle with the record pressing plant, so now that's coming out on Bunker. I gave the master just 2 key as a present, so he can put it out. And but maybe in a few years or something. And,
You could be dead in a few years, or dysfunctional. But the future looks bright for Squadra Smokkels. You did a party last week in Amsterdam. How was that?
Yes, that was very good. That was a new niche marketing thing, you know, to from business, and it was quite good. I'm not gonna do that anymore, I think, because it's not my style. I'm not a person to a party organizer like a Ted Langebach or something. But I'm gonna make some more music, and I want to make a film too. But that costs lots of money and lots of effort. So maybe next year. First, I have to buy a camera or something like that. And I don't know about that.
But you talk about movies. There's plenty of artists in here at the West Coast doing music, but also have like a film background. You were also in art school or film school, if I'm correct, or something like film school. making a movie. I would love to make a movie, but I guess I have to leave my house for that. And you know, in 2004, leaving your house is so 1999. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I had another question, but I just had a blackout. Because I had a very rough night. About touring, you have also seen half the world. You've been in Japan. Yeah, 2 times in Japan. What is your favorite place on earth? What is your favorite place to perform?
I don't know. I have to think. I like Chicago. That's always nice. Still Sweden, Göteborg shall always remain number one, I think. And but there are lots of nice places. You know, it can be everywhere.
What's the biggest crowd you have ever entertained?
In a sports arena in Japan, on some techno rave or something, with lots of annoying DJs and stuff like that. But very friendly Japanese people. It's like when you have in Holland a mega rave, like Awakenings or something, you only have like farmers and jokes, you know, all kinds of bad jokes. And in Japan it are only kind, little Japanese who stand in queue, and they have in the big hall like cattle fences, and they stand in there and they just dance and then they smile, and if they want to have a smoke or drink they go to the smoking area, and it's very and they scream a lot, and it's nice. I think that's the biggest crowd. Yeah, I had to play in the other bigger room, was the last gig of Orbital, but they sucked, so I was afraid it would be like empty with my thing, but fortunately also a few Japanese thought Orbital was kind of bad, and something.
No, I understand. So Japan is the place to be for whatever you do. But I always hear people when they are in Japan, they play in Japan. Japanese like everything basically.
It's not that different. It's not that different from other places. Japan, you know, it's always seen as a mystical alien land or something. But if you just buy a ticket yourself and go there and then start playing, then it's lots of fuss to play in Japan, because it's a long journey and you have to endure great hardships within Japan, because the rooms are small and you stay at people's places which have no room, and you don't speak the language and stuff like that, so you really get lost, and it's maybe really nice for one time.
Okay, just wash and go. About Japan, Chicago, one of your favorite places. Chicago still house, or is it totally different? I'm hearing signals about people being like bored and disappointed. There's not so much going on. But what's going on?
Maybe that's the nice thing. But you've got Magas there. He's like a bit kind of hippie dude. He runs a shop and. Yeah, well, the nicest thing about Chicago is that you can find lots of records there for cheap, for $1. You have an original, old school Marcus mix or something with lots of scratches on it. But the crowd is also nice. You have people from the south side and without teeth, you know, like DJ Trex and screaming along and. People with their own shirts, you know, like bunker shirts, and but other places in the U.S. are also nice, like Cleveland, but New York isn't nice. That's evil.
Yeah, we just New York sucks, really. I don't know what's going on there, but I love the city, but I think that like parties suck, really. New York sucks, and there isn't coming any interesting music from there, except Morgan Geist and Posse. They're known around the world. They're traveling around the world, and that's okay because they really rock. But that's basically the only thing I've been hearing from New York. Or is it me?
Yeah, well, in New York, there's of course a Speculator lives there. He lives in the ghetto in Bushwick. In a cellar with lots of mold, and he lived there alone. But last year, Chupa Brabras, what's his name, Jeremy from Barcelona, came there, and now another guy from The Hague is coming there. Overdose, he's gonna live there, so it's gonna be crowded. But I guess it's good for hip hop or something. I don't know, but Speculator lives there and does the art tours, and then. Just rents a van, and then we make no money, and we travel through the United States. Oh, and Texas in America is very good. Austin and San Antonio.
All right, Texas of all places. But why is that? America, the land of plenty. Why isn't it? Can't you make money there with gigs and stuff? Why is that? Such a big country, so many people. Why is it so in the margin, the stuff we do, the West Coast stuff? It's all around the world, basically, but especially in the States, it's like very marginal. Why is that? Is it forbidden? Is it if it would be forbidden, it would be massive, I guess. So that's not it. What's wrong? What's going on?
I need to think about that. You know, it's only in the big cities there are a few freaks, and if you're lucky, you can have a crowd of 200, and then there are like 20 real freaks and their friends, which makes 200. And yeah, I don't know, because maybe we only sell 5 records in the whole United States, always, and they're just not interested. The record shops, the distribution, and stuff like that, they're more interested in what's that called, new wave or something, terrible singing and stuff like that. I'm not sure, but maybe there's a place in America where we could make a lot of money, like in Kansas or North Dakota. I don't know. It's difficult. But Texas, maybe we can make money there. I think, yeah.
We go to Texas and buy big cars and eat super big steaks. Well, it's obviously not really about the money, but it would be nice to get paid for your work, and maybe the people listening know why this music is so marginal over there. I have no idea, because in Europe it seems to work very well. Not in all locations, but certain places are always good, especially here. Rotterdam now is Rotterdam had a very bad name for parties and our music, but the last 2-3 years, the West Coast sound is booming there, and I think it moved a little bit from The Hague over to Rotterdam. And I'm very happy about that, sitting here in my tower and overseeing Rotterdam from here. Do you have any ambitions next to, you told me you want to make a movie. Is there something you really want to accomplish in this life? Something that you really, really must do or want to do, but don't know how yet?
Yes, I've got one dream, and that is to have my own airline company. But I don't know how to do that, but that would be nice. But that shall remain a dream, I think, but it would be nice to have own airplanes with my own designed logos, and like plan my own routes to cities and stuff like that. And, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but how to become an airline? I think you have to become a Formula One driver first. Yeah, like Niki Lauda, and then you invest all that hard-earned money in like an airline company. I don't know. I'm not in the airline company business either. How do you like Nick Rajevic?
It's very nice. Very nice. Probably on a Buchla synthesizer or something. Where are they from? From what city?
I don't remember. I have to investigate that, but there isn't much to find about these guys. Right, anything to add? Anything? Anything?
No, just keep listening. And, I don't know. Just keep on rocking the CBS. And goodbye or something. Are there any requests coming in? Okay. I've got a request though. If can you play Marcus Mix? Shake Your Thing? Do you have that? That's my favorite tune these last weeks. Marcus Mix, Shake Your Thing or something like that. Or those Marcus Mixes. Oh, maybe it's Go Man Go. I don't know, but there's like a sample in it that goes, let's go, let's go, let's go.